Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to What Jail Is Like! Oh my god. Damn. Is there a show left to do after that opening?
I don't know. We don't have much time.
Ain't much time left, but there is a little bit for What Jail Is Like, radio improvisational comedy and radio theater. Making it all good again.
Yeah, we really are.
My name is Mark, with me are...
Eric.
Mike.
Mike is back for the second week.
We do, you know...
Glad to be here.
Yeah, well, we took him in for some minor mental... He was strapped to that chair from Clockwork Orange for the last 7 days.
Yes.
Hoping that'll work out all the kinks.
We did a count. He only violated 72 broadcasting laws. And as it turns out, the cutoff is 74. So...
He's fine.
We can have him back.
I got lucky. Yeah!
So very happy to have Mike back. Yes. I was just saying to Mike after your last appearance, you know. I mean, it's... Mike, you know, based on your performance on last week's What Jail's Like, it really looks like you're going to take this itty-bitty world by storm. And, I mean, I was really impressed with just this look of total assurance. And you said to me, I'm just getting warm. And I said, wow, that's just like Muhammad Ali, you know, that you would say something like that.
Yeah, I mean, they called him Cassius.
I appreciate all that, guys. I appreciate it.
And I watched you bash this.
Yeah, he bashed it. All right.
I really was just getting warm last week. I got really cold over the past week, though.
But you've got a bit of a flush.
Yeah.
Maybe a little feverish.
I get really cold, and now today I'm just really out of it. My jaws are very, very moving very slowly. My joints are just kind of cramped, so I can't talk that much. I'm really frozen. I can't wait for the rock break. Now I'll get warm again.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to start shooting him up with horse tranquilizers.
Sweet.
Do that. Welcome, everybody, listeners, to we're deeply entrenched within day 9 of the post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Right, and it was quite a battle to get here tonight. Flesh-eating zombies everywhere.
Oh, man.
The beast riding high upon his fiery throne.
I mean, the apocalypse has proved to be terrible in ways that I hadn't even really thought about it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, these zombies, they don't yield.
No, they don't.
When the street signs clearly say yield, you know?
Yeah, really, and, you know...
They speed right through yellow lights.
Yeah, and I was actually on the way over here. I walked here, and, you know, I just walked in the studio right away, so I didn't have a chance to tell you guys, but I saw a zombie that looked peculiarly like Matt Trupia.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
And so that's maybe where he's been, I think.
Well, he does have a penchant for flesh, you know, he's got taste.
I don't think we'll ever know. I'll take a point to the government, so...
You know what they say, once a Trupia tastes flesh, you know, savage.
Savage.
Them and big brown bears.
Wow.
Same thing.
If zombies ever got funky, that would be a problem.
Yes. Well, I mean, that would, you know, push them over from the realm of really lame movie monsters that you can run up and punch and then run away from to disco dancing, break into zombies.
It's called Thriller, boys.
Yes, and we know how bad that thing tops every best of ever video countdown ever.
Yeah.
It's always been number one.
Yeah. Although, personally, I feel the one where Paula Abdul dances with the animated cat. I think that one got ripped off.
I really do, too.
I got a chance to see that over the past week, and I think that's what got me cold, Mr. Hayden. So if that's a little first-time hazing on your part, job well done.
I am a big fan of the Abdulmeister. Back in the day. I mean, you know, currently she's kind of creepy. But back in the day, you know, she was my... My thick little love goddess, I guess you could say. She had some, you know, she had those, you know, those cheerleader thighs, like bottom of the pyramid cheerleader thighs that you could, like, crush a walnut.
Mm-hmm.
I was big into the Abdul back then. Anybody else with me on this? Was anybody big into the Abdul?
No, I was big into the cat, though.
You liked the cat. The cat was attractive. He had a certain something.
I've been blind since birth, so I don't know any better. That's a shame. Cry for me. So how's everybody's week been overall?
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty boring.
Pretty boring.
Pretty boring. I was home alone for a lot of it, and
and Daniel Stern and Joe Pesci kept trying to break in the house.
You were there?
Yeah, well, you know.
I said I was alone. That never happened. I'm sorry. I'm way out of it right now.
That's okay.
Be honest with you, I'm way out of it. I'm really tired, and I didn't do much today. I had big plans of doing a lot today, and I didn't do anything. So. It's nice
good
to
man.
Be back on the show.
You know, whatever. Kicking, screaming.
Mm-hmm.
I worked a bit here and there. I went to Chicago.
Yes, went to Chicago with Eric
Mark.
Last night.
It was fun. We drove up, then we slept in almost homeless shelter-like conditions. Not quite that great. And then came home this morning, stopped in lovely Chabance.
Yes.
I mused quickly about changing the name of the show to This Is What Chabance Smells Like.
Mm-hmm.
But after Mark pointed out the wonderful stench of Chabance.
Well, it's very nice, though. I mean, I've got to give them credit. They're very hospitable while we were there.
Oh, yeah.
They, you know, the deer carcasses, they covered them up with, well, fresher deer carcasses.
Oh, right.
Uh-huh. And I thought that was very nice, though.
They had a British petrol, which I thought was pretty funny. I pointed out to Mark. And,
wow.
You know, yeah, they had a BP. That was their only gas station, was BP.
Huh.
And then they had a pizza place called the,
The Hot Stack.
Hat Stack.
Hot Stack. I smell a road trip.
No, it was, but it looked like it was closed down. Like, it was really weird. Like, there was nobody running it. It was empty. It was there. Like, inside the, it was weird. And they had, that's what I wanted to remember for the day, was they had these Fritos. They were honey barbecue racer Fritos.
Those
were
good.
Three-dimensional car Fritos. They were Jeff Gordon's favorite snack. I don't know.
Jeff Gordon.
I'm not going to eat three-dimensional Fritos. That's what I'm not going to eat. I'll get that.
Phones ring. Don't call while we're on the air, people. You know we love to hear from you. But wait until the music is playing. All right. Moving past Eric's life.
I saw a good movie.
What did you see?
I saw Magnolia. I thought it was wonderful.
Yes, I saw it too, and I agreed with it. I agreed with you. I thought it was a wonderful movie.
I recommend it to everyone who's listening right now.
Fans of big fans of cocaine usage. It doesn't quite have the same carry through as Boogie Nights. So if you're going into that movie expecting a ton of cocaine usage, and that's really the criteria in which you judge movies, then Magnolia is it's not quite as good as Boogie Nights. It's still, you know, better than a lot of films you're going to see.
It's still got some coke.
Yeah, the powder does get snorted.
Yeah, it sure does.
If you're judging it on a criteria of people bleeding through their nose, it's all right. It does okay. It's one of the better movies I've seen this year, or over the last 6 months, really, where people bleed through their nose.
Yeah, there were a few bleeders in there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was some really credible nose bleeding, and I really kind of appreciated that. I mean, that's another, you know, another trademark, and that's something that I really think the Academy should look favorably upon, is some really legitimate nose bleeding.
Well, I heard that they're actually going to... put a best nosebleeds category in.
Well, they really ought to.
They've got Fight Club.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen some remarkable advances in nosebleed technology. And, you know, Magnolia is, I mean, it's, you know, it's an entry. It doesn't break new ground, per se, but it really does play with the conventions of the nosebleed genre, and just, you know, kind of knowingly, with a knowing, loving familiarity. And it's, you know, it's nice. It's like a nice warm sock that you slip on in terms of nosebleed filmmaking.
Mm. Nice warm sock.
Yeah.
I just... behest you to not call while we're on the air, because one more sucker does it and I'm going to go ballistic. So
yeah, that's a confusing couple of minutes for us.
So just know that if you call down the thunder, you're going to get it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
And this isn't even my show, and I'll tell you what, I will find out where you are. And I'm not a pretty man.
No, he's not.
I only weigh 40 pounds.
But he's 6.5 feet tall.
But it's 35 pounds head, man.
Cut to Worldwide American Sucka Headquarter. Yeah, let's call him. Let's call him on
that. I think we probably should, because that would be funny, and they're funny, and they like funny.
Can I get this, guys?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
What jail is like? Oh, we're on the air right now.
Hi, yeah. I'm a sucker.
What?
Call you when you're on the air. Wow.
Hey, what's going on? Is there anything I can do for you real quick? We're on the air right now. I can't talk.
No, I was calling you on the air. I'm a sucker.
Jarvis, Mom says we have to clean our room.
Okay, I gotta go, bye.
Wait, Jarvis? Hello?
Yeah, what?
Jarvis, yeah. Hey, guess what? If you give me your address, I'll send you $100.
Okay. My address is bloop, bloop, bleep, blah, bloop, 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 bloop.
Last portion deleted to protect the innocent.
Okay, can you stay there for about 20 minutes, Jarvis?
Sure, I'll be cleaning my room!
Alright, thanks.
The funny guy's coming! The funny guy's coming!
Guys, I gotta go. Okay. There's some business I gotta take care
can
of
you
real
quickly. Can
you just
wait quickly for the next musical break? Hang out till then. Just hang out till then.
Okay.
Then you can take the car.
Okay.
Okay.
Alright, that should be okay.
So, other things going on in the world this week?
The little boy going to Cuba.
Yeah, little boat boy.
Is that what? Oh, what happened with that? I haven't.
High times for the boat boy.
I haven't seen
high times
at
low tide.
He wants to stay.
He wants to stay.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, I mean, here's the deal.
But it's his dad's decision, didn't they decide?
Well, the United States Department of Immigration, their initials are INS. I think it's like Immigration and Naturalization Services. They ruled that the little boat boy should be returned to his father, who is presumably not a boat. Presumably the boat part of the boy came from the mother's side. And she sunk or something. Maybe she's the Titanic. I don't know. That sunk. That was really sad.
But love never dies.
Right. Presumably.
Are they calling him the little boat boy?
By the that's why I... Okay. That's what I always see him referred to as.
Man.
But then, you know, I write most of my own news.
He could travel with that name.
So, the boat boy. The government's initially said, one department of the government said, boat boy back to Cuba, boat boy back to his dad. Dad's happy. Then people in Miami furious. Apparently boat boy's got some relatives in Cuba in Miami, who are apparently on the mother's side of the family, rafts, you know, dinghies and such. And
I heard there was even a kayak in there.
Oh, wow. That's a really diverse
family. I don't
know.
There's after the anti-kayak McCarthyism of the 1950s,
yeah.
I don't know how actually, good this is for the country.
I get faxes from the government, and it was actually, he was sent in a diffused mine from World War II. And they just kind of sell them on.
Oh, one of those big ball ones with the spikes on it?
Yeah, and the reason calling him Boat Boy is because he took down a bunch of ships with him. So.
Well, way to go, Boat Boy. All right. So, Boat Boy is currently in Miami. Lots of protests over the decision. Lots of people furious. Some of them are even not boats who are furious about it.
He's getting the not boat vote?
Yeah, he's really rallied the boats, the non-boats, and everyone in between. You know, like surfboards are kind of in between the two.
Okay.
Everyone's rooting for the boat boy in Miami.
What are you, Canadian?
Nobody's rooting for the boot.
What the hell is a boot?
So some congressmen subpoenaed the boat boy. This was kind of an amusing development. I'm not making that up. A congressman subpoenaed the boat boy in
Can
order
to... Can
you
do that to a minor?
Yeah, he subpoenaed him. And, they do that sort of thing all the time. It's really gross what they're doing.
Ah, penis
there.
Jokes.
Yeah. And so that's going to prevent the boat boy from being from leaving America until mid-February, so that the boat boy can appear in Congress. Presumably, I don't know if they're going to build a river, you know, all the way from like Miami to, or they're just going to float him up, you know, alongside. I don't really know.
Yeah, just tow him.
But that's the current state of the boat boy. Cuba wants the boat boy back. The dad wants the boat boy back. Miami wants the boat boy to stay.
I have no thoughts.
No thoughts on the boat.
What does the boat boy want? Has anybody?
He wants to stay. That's the news right now. Okay. He wants to be in America.
The boat boy wants to stay.
Yeah.
But Mr. Boat Boy. Wants boat boy back. Now is he cruise liner man and this is boat boy? Because if that's true,
no, Eric, he's a quadriplegic.
I'm a jerk. But I mean, like, if it's a superhero duo and he needs his boat boy, then yeah, for all, you know, by all means, send him back. But you know, otherwise, I think he belongs to the boats. It's like Free Willy. Sometimes you gotta keep. When you love something, you gotta set it free, Mr. Boat Boy. But, you know, who cares? It's Cubans.
Yeah,
just kidding.
I mean, I think this is this is kind of an opportunity that we're missing here, where, you know, we could send the boat boy back, and we could make them take some things in the deal, you know? Or we could...
like the Bulls?
We could send the Chicago Bulls along with the boat boy, and, you know, compel Cuba to accept them in exchange for, you know, some shoelaces.
Right. Which brings me to a related story, because I just thought of something else that happened. The Bulls won some basketball games this week. Tony Kukoc returns, you were telling me, and they won two straight, so now they're 4-26.
They actually 26. Won three straight.
Oh.
They won another one.
So now they're, what, 5-26? Or something like that, 28?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
We're just trying to cover all the bases here, man.
No, I turned on the internet today, look at news, and I didn't see anything I was happy about, so I've been mad all day.
And you're waiting to administer an ass beating to that kid, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the related story being the tie being between the two being is that Jerry Krause signed the boat boy to a 2-year contract to play center.
Center.
Yeah.
He's got the moves.
Yeah, sure does.
It's him and Stacey King.
I think he's
trying to get Stacey King back.
Yeah, I heard he stuffed Stacey King's shot, which is difficult because the boat boy is like 4 years old and he's 3 feet tall. But it was Stacey King, so I guess it wasn't all that hard.
Yeah, Stacey King's ass weighs about 672 pounds right now. He's, they have to wheel him down the court.
Got that demographic covered.
Anything anything else now?
Presidential campaigning heating up. Yeah. Starting to hear more about that, and it's only going to get worse. As a comedian, as a resident funny man, you know, I make jokes and people listen to me. It's getting difficult. Last presidential election, we had Dole versus Clinton. We had, you know, old guy versus fat lying guy, you know? And I mean, the current crop, they're not...
Well, there's George W. Bush.
Right. There's so many, like...
He's an idiot.
He's an idiot, but they're like, he doesn't have... He's not old,
well,
you know?
Right.
Like, he's an idiot, and he's a jerk and absolutely shouldn't be elected. But, you
he's
know,
a
he
coke
doesn't...
Head.
Yeah, but that doesn't hold as... That's not as cool as he's old. He has to use Viagra, you know, sort of thing. You know, he was alive when the cavemen were. And that's kind of difficult for me as a comedian, you know? Like, he's got a lot of negative aspects, but they're not really, you know...
Yeah,
you
they're not the big ones.
Yeah, you can't, you know, condense them into this, you know, humor, you know, small humorous aspect that you can make a joke about every
night. Well, right now, it's got to be pretty easy for you. Like, it's... I mean... months from now, it's not going to be. But right now, you know, you got Donald Trump running.
Yeah, you got Trump.
And there's Warren Beatty or Beatty.
Beatty said he's not.
Oh, he's out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, wouldn't that be phenomenal? The Man Makes Bullworth, which, you know, was a fairly decent movie. Now he wants to be president of the.
Well, he said he didn't. He said
well,
he didn't.
Okay, but I mean,
there's
had he run.
There's a 6-foot cigarette who talks that's running for president.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you hear this?
Doonesbury.
Oh
yeah,
no.
You won a Pulitzer Prize? I don't know.
Yeah, that would work. I mean, if he got elected, or if he was at least in the running, you know, there's a lot of jokes we could make about him.
Yeah,
well, you know,
like he's vetoing a lot of bills this week. President 6-foot-tall cigarette sure is on fire.
You know, I just want to use this time, since this is a public radio station, I think we can espouse our views to really push a candidate that I feel strongly about.
Who's that?
Cthulhu in 2000.
Oh yeah.
I think that what this country needs is a good, you know, house cleaning of souls. I think we all need to be driven mad, screaming into an abyss of, nether darkness and pain and suffering. And I think that's really what will kickstart the economy. I think that who cares about drug legalization when your entrails are being feasted upon from beasts beyond the outer reaches of time and space? You know, who cares about the abortion topic when... you know, the only babies being born are monstrous half-breeds between human beings and the elder things, which, you know, pull the puppet strings of the universe.
You know, Cthulhu would have my vote if he'd take on the boat boy as VP.
Oh, Cthulhu and the boat boy in 2000!
Yes! What Jail Is Like has officially placed its endorsement. Cthulhu and the boat boy in 2000.
Now, I'd like everybody to know that's just because Bloom County and Outland have been canceled and there won't be a Meadow ticket this year. So, if it were Bill and Opus, yes.
I wish I...
Actually, it's...
Since we're in on the ground floor, you think we can get Lawrence a... the rotting corpse of Lawrence Welk a cabinet position?
That'd be awesome.
That would be so cool.
In the cabinet.
Yes.
Just keep him there.
Prime cabinet space.
Yeah.
Other presidential candidates, there's a website online, I can't remember the address, but I got to it through an Associated Press article that you can, you know, feed it your views on a number of topics, click a lot of buttons, and it will tell you which candidates your views most closely match. Huh. And I went ahead and did that, and said that my views of all the current presidential candidates most closely matched Ralph Nader. So I'm really sure how to take that.
Ralph Nader's running?
I don't even
Again?
Know.
He runs every year.
I know he does. He runs every year, not every 4 years.
Exactly. What
he
I
runs for president every year he puts out a program.
Where I kind of took that, yeah, is like, you know, is that website was telling me, you're always around, you're never going to be elected, stop it. Whether or not you're right, it doesn't matter, nobody likes you.
Right.
And that hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
I want to vote independent this year. I don't care if like the, like if I have to vote for some chainsaw wielding psychopath. I want to vote independent.
Well, I think 4 years ago.
The more I think about it, like the more the two-party system is just such a strangulation of like government. It's just like,
oh yeah, well it's,
it has nothing. It's no longer about what's best for the people. It's about the Republicans want power. The Democrats want power. Who cares? You know.
That's the third thought I had after you know. I am, and I'm hungry. The two-party system is
thanks.
Really
you know what? I don't think very much about the politics of this country. As I said last week, I've never voted. I don't care that much.
The fourth thought that I had was along the lines of, God, diapers aren't comfortable. Wish I had some control over these things. No, but I do absolutely totally agree. I think that's, you know, that's...
I'm just saying that it's getting worse and worse, because I actually heard I heard political analysts, like people who get paid, whose job it is to make politics, like to explain politics, to make politics interesting to the people, to draw them into politics, to make it important, saying that putting politics in terms of like, well, the Republicans, you know, have to pick a candidate that's going to win them this many seats, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And it's not even about who's doing what anymore. It's about, you know, the Republicans want this much share of this and the Democrats want this much share of that. And it's, like,
yeah,
why don't we just draft people? Why don't we just have like the NBA draft for politics? You know, like, okay, Illinois gets first pick in the draft. You know, and then we just I'm gonna trade this guy for a jockstrap and some illegal contraband.
So Jesse Helms?
Yes. No, okay. Jesse Helms. I just, you know.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about what I would do to Jesse Helms in a dark room.
Yeah, I think everything
with some Vaseline.
Everything that you're saying is true. I mean, I don't see how anyone can think about politics, you know, with, you know, a brain that's, you know, got more than, you know, like a tenth of the normal capacity and not come to that conclusion. You know, that's not an insult towards you.
Okay,
you know, that's not at all an insult towards you. What I'm saying is that, you know, what you've said is entirely undeniable.
And I mean, I'm also thinking about who our audience is. You know?
Yeah, we haven't made a joke in like we gotta get moving on that. There are other shows that tackle this territory.
What?
Boat boy. Everybody loves the boat boy.
Mike was asleep, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry. What time is it? It's oh man.
Well, I'd like to use this time real quick to engage our audience and say, Miriam, I'm afraid that you're not okay. You didn't call last week.
I think it might have been my fault. If it was, I will apologize to you.
Miriam, please just call us during the next musical break, and maybe bring us some milkshakes.
Milkshakes, please.
Okay, but just call, because I want to know you're okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else exciting in the news that's occurred to anybody? The mockery known as the Grammys tossed out its nominations.
Oh, did it?
I didn't even
look at them.
Yeah, I saw the summary of the article. I didn't actually read it. It's the Grammys are just an abomination.
Anything stick in your mind? Any nominations that you can remember?
Just the implication that
Korn was the best new artist.
Right, that Korn was anyway involved with, you know, anything involved with the word best.
Right. Well, except best worst band ever, I think would be good. Hey, for all you out there that don't know our stance on Korn and Kid Rock and all that crap from Detroit, it sucks. Get real music.
Yeah.
Ooh, misogyny, like, thinly veiled and masquerading as party music. That's cool.
Poison is Eric's favorite band of all time.
No, it's actually Enough's Enough, and they weren't misogynistic. Poison was. I like Enough's Enough. And Tesla, strangely enough.
So the Grammys absolutely should not be paid attention to, and... No. Yeah, if you have to firebomb a major awards ceremony this year, I'm not saying that you should, but you find yourself in a situation where you have to firebomb in a major awards ceremony, you really don't have a choice. You know, nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of disagree with that. I'd have to go with the Eating Babies Awards, the awards for eating babies.
No, they make some legitimate choices there. I mean, I don't necessarily support eating babies, but I mean, when they make their nominations, you know...
You can't really deny, like, you know... Yo, that guy deserves to be nominated for the, you know, sloppiest baby eating award. Or,
yeah, well, yeah. Okay, on one hand, you got like, hey, we're promoting bad music. And then here's like, we're promoting eating babies. It's a toss-up. I'm saying I'm on the eating baby side, but it's, you know, it's close.
Okay. Well, we're going to leave the choice then up to you, which is something that we rarely do.
All I want to point out is that Mike is a guest host, so I think your choice is pretty clear. Get in the corner.
I'm sorry.
All right.
We're running up darn near 11 o'clock, so let's slink off to a song right about now.
Can we slink?
Yes, we are going to slink as we generally slink. Slinkity slink. And right after this musical break, I'd like to do some movie reviews. We haven't tackled the movies in a long time. And, you know, we're touching on Magnolia earlier, and I think people need to know what to think. Given that, you know, nobody's gone to a movie in the last 4 months. You know, the studios are really depressed about it. Because we haven't told people what to think about the movies in a long time, I think that's something we should take care of.
I agree with you completely.
Let's get on that. 359-933 is the phone number if you have anything at all to say to us. So please give us a call when the song kicks in. What are we about to hear, Mike?
We're about to hear Aspera Ad Astra. It's off the In Sound Tour Support EP. It's the first song on it. It's called Godspeed. You can find it at your local record store, I'm sure. And it's pretty cheap. There's only like 3 songs on it.
Cool. And you can check out, if you happen to be sitting in front of your computer, as you listen to What Jail's Like, you can check out insound.com. They're a great website gives a lot of support to independent bands. So check it out during the music, and then be right back here in a couple minutes for more What Jail is Like.